Don't wait until midnight. When I was much younger, fresh out of college, I listened to a radio station in L.A., driving to and from work. In the morning, they had a talk show duo, did a lot of funny bits in between the music, but during the drive home, it was mostly music. But they did have comic relief, replays of then-famous stand-up routines. One guy they played a lot. The routine was a guy explaining a common dating scenario. Like you're on a date, your date says something that you can't respond to. But then later, like several hours later that night, you wake up in the middle of the night and think of a response. And in the comedy routine, the guy drove over to her house in the middle of the night, banged on her door, and delivered his comeback, like 8 hours after the event. This was the funny part of taking 8 hours to reply to somebody. This is funny because this is a common fear of hearing somebody say something and not knowing what to say in response, and then standing there like an idiot with everybody watching. What? Another common problem is not knowing how to start the conversation. You see somebody somewhere. They look attractive and interesting. Maybe you share a bit of eye contact, maybe even a smile, so you have a pretty good idea they'd like a conversation. Or at the very least, a conversation would be a pretty safe bet. But what specifically do you say? This is when most people freeze. Their brain gets stuck. Anxiety has a tendency to do that. To keep your brain from naturally coming up with in-the-moment things to say. The more anxious you feel, the harder it is to say the right thing. In the movies, both people are super shy. So when the guy nervously strolls up and says, "Hey, the low-tech opener caused by the anxiety is okay," since both people are feeling the same level of anxiety. This is another common fear, that you are nervous and they are not, that you are hoping to impress them, but they are stone-cold killers with super ninja responses who get approached by super genius alpha playboys all day long. As if they might look at you and say, "Yes, peasant, please explain why you dare approach somebody so far above your social status." In reality, none of these ideas are true, and you can easily prove this to yourself for some quick conversational love. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.